I'm so scared. And I want to know what it's like to be 17 or 25, you know?
Daisy.
But what if we can't get through this? And there's life on the other side. If there is, I want to be here with you. This is how I want to live. And if all this isn't here, and you don't survive, then I don't want to live at all.
Hey everybody, it's Bina 007 back again for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. This week of the new, I don't know what to call it, apocalyptic drama, romance, love story. It's the movie How I Live Now, starring Saoirse Ronan, George Mackay and Anna Chancellor. And it's this very fascinating sort of mashup movie based, I think, on a very popular young adult novel. Directed by Kevin MacDonald, who is probably more famous as a documentarian. He won an Oscar for One Day in September, I believe. He directed Touching the Void. He has made fictional narrative movies as well, The Last King of Scotland, famously. But I'm not sure if he's quite yet found his style. Anyway, he brings this novel to the screen, and it's a really fascinating, unusual take of the sort of disaster, dystopian future movie. Because rather than show the end of the world or the sort of the dire consequences of global future war in the major urban metropolises of this world, you know, the classic movie about dystopian futures will have bombs going off in New York or LA or London. Even the most recent Star Trek Into Darkness movie, you know, all hell was breaking loose in San Francisco and terrorist bombs were going off in London. But this movie takes a totally different view. It posits a story of what would happen if you were just a bunch of kids having one of those wonderful coming-of-age summers in the British countryside, off in the middle of nowhere, and World War III was breaking out. But it wasn't something that was at the forefront of your mind. You see cool fighter jets flying overhead, and because you're a kid, you think, oh my God, that's so awesome. You don't recognize that real, horrible, sudden change is about to come to your door. So that's the fascinating movie we're given. We've got this young, rebellious, teenage, grungy girl called Daisy, played by Saoirse Ronan, who's the amazing, precocious child actress who was in Atonement. And she comes to stay with her sort of country bumpkin cousins who live in England. And, you know, at first is very standoffish, doesn't want to play any of their childhood games, but soon comes round and learns that they're very lovable. And in particular, forms a slightly subversive romantic involvement with her cousin Edmund, played by George Mackay, who's all over our screens at the moment. He's also starring in the musical Sunshine on Leith. So there's a little bit of, you know, will we, won't we kiss. But because World War III is breaking out, I guess people throw off those taboos more easily because it feels like the stakes are so much higher. I think what's quite interesting is that when war comes to these kids, it comes to their very door, and it's, you know, the British government who's trying to then put them into safe zones and give them work to do. Their mother's stranded in Switzerland, so they're left to fend for themselves. The girls are split up from the boys. And when this happens around halfway through the movie, you have the two young lovers, Daisy and Edmund, swear to each other that whatever happens, they'll get back to the farm and be together. So the rest of the movie forms a kind of a road journey, and it takes us through what is this war-torn, terrorist-bombed England. And you see how people are coping when the water's been poisoned in the wells and when, you know, terrorist cells are lurking all over the countryside. So as I've kind of alluded to before, it's a really strange mashup of a film. It sort of alternates between that desperate teen love of Twilight, you know, where everything seems so like, if I can't be with this guy, it's going to be the end of the world. Except in this case, I guess it kind of is. So that sort of narcissistic teen melodrama is writ large across the world. But it does mean the movie really does struggle to find its tone. And my overall impression of it was that when I was in those teen love scenes, those coming-of-age scenes, they worked and they were sweet. And then when I was in those dystopian Britain at war scenes with horrific sightings of, you know, God knows what's happening to people out there, those work too, and they're sinister and menacing. But the two halves of the movie, I really struggle to reconcile them. And I think that certainly as we get into the second half of the film, which I won't spoil, you certainly do miss the idea that there are genuine stakes and that there's genuine tension. I didn't feel that the characters were imperiled enough And I didn't feel that there was enough exploration of what was going on with the war. And maybe that's because I find that side of the movie more interesting than the teen love story side. But I did feel it was rather lazily essayed, you know, some overturned cars on the motorway. I want a bit more than that. You know, I've seen movies recently like The Road and World War Z. You know, I want to see Kevin MacDonald as the director give me his vision of what an England living in absolute fear and in World War III would look like. And I never felt I got hold of that. So, you know, I think a sort of a middling success from the director Kevin MacDonald. Probably his biggest success is getting good performances from his stars. I think Saoirse Ronan definitely is. She just amazes me every time I see her on screen. There are lots of rumours flying around that she's going to be in the new Star Wars movie, and I really, really hope that's true. Not just because I'm a massive Star Wars fan, so I want the best actors in it, but more because I feel that she's a little bit been, not overtaken, maybe in the publicity stakes, by some of her sort of American rivals, such as Jennifer Lawrence, and I feel on pure acting ability, she's definitely one to watch. George Mackay, perfectly serviceable as the buff cousin. And amongst the younger kids, I really liked the actor playing Isaac, Tom Holland. But in general, this is really Saoirse Ronan's movie, much like Hannah was. So overall, a movie that's kind of interesting. It throws up a lot of interesting issues. The taboo of love between cousins, the idea of, you know, manifesting your teen angst on the entire world. Some kind of interesting questions about what truly would happen in the case of terrorist attacks, but not really anything sticky enough to hold my interest or compelling enough, or not enough of a driving, cohesive vision. That's the word. It isn't cohesive as a film, which is a tremendous shame because there's a lot of talent on screen. But if you've seen How I Live Now and agree or disagree with my take, then please feel free to leave a comment on the blog and at beena007.com. And if not, I'll hopefully be speaking with you a lot during the London Film Festival that starts later on this week.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way. About you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. We can say so much without words.
How I Live Now has been rated 15 in the UK and has a running time of 101 minutes. It played the Toronto Film Festival earlier this year and is currently on release in the UK, Ireland and Hungary. It plays the Chicago International Film Festival later this week. It opens in Russia and the USA on the 8th of November, in Greece on the 14th of November, and in France on the 19th of February 2014. The music for this podcast taken from the soundtrack of the film. Thank you for listening.